another episode of Currently Binging, the podcast where I talk all things TV and movies. If you are listening for the first time, welcome. You can find us any and everywhere you listen to podcasts. We are on Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, SoundCloud. So make sure you rate, subscribe, follow, comment, all that great stuff, because as always, it is very much appreciated. So we're just going to jump right into this because I told you guys I was going to do a fall TV preview episode, and here we are. And as I was doing this, I realized that I have a lot of shows to talk about, and this is going to be a very interesting episode. So kind of give you a little bit of a rundown of what we're going to do. So essentially every season I go through and I write down every single show that I plan to watch in the fall. This includes shows that I call my legacy shows, so shows that I'm rewatching from or continuing from previous seasons, and then the new shows or the freshman shows that I plan to watch based off of their trailers and how interesting I think that the season could be. It's gone to the point where me just writing a list down of what I'm going to write or what I'm going to watch per day during the week is not enough, that I have an entire calendar, because you know, you can on your calendar nowadays, you can create like an entire calendar for one thing, and I have an entire calendar that's just for TV shows. And so I literally go through and put the show down on the day that it airs and the time and all that good stuff so that I know what's coming on when. I used to watch a lot of these shows live, but I just do not have the time or the capacity to do that. So now I depend heavily on my DVR, which is a godsend, honestly, because otherwise I don't know how, I mean, either that or watching it on Hulu on demand, all that stuff. But usually DVR, because I can fast forward through the commercials and I don't have to be forced to watch advertisements. So I did that. I went through, I didn't think initially that I was going to have as many shows to watch as I do. And you guys, there are a lot of shows. So because of this, I am So what I did was I wrote down every single show in the current season that we're on from my calendar. And then I have kind of an outline for each show, just because there are 16 shows that I have here that I want to highlight. And this is still not everything that I plan to watch this fall. You guys, I have a problem. This does not include any Netflix shows, because as I was looking at the calendar and Netflix shows are also on there, I was like, this is just too much. And this also does not include Mr. Mercedes, which is on Audience TV, which is an AT&T produced show or original show. So you guys, I'm going to get through this. So what I did was, for each show, I was very general, or try to be as general as possible, just to kind of highlight some of the things that stood out to me based on trailers that I've seen and information that I know. So every show, I will discuss what we currently know, what I'm looking forward to, and what I don't want to see. Because if you have listened to any of my previous mid-season and finale or end of season finale episodes, then you know that by the time we get to the end of it, there is so much that I have to complain about. And these seasons in general are already so long. So we are only going to focus on fall. So without further ado, let's get into this. So we are going to start off with The Last Ship. So The Last Ship, this will be the final season, season 5, and it will be premiering Sunday, this upcoming Sunday, September 9th. And so what do we know about the season? We know it's the last season. We know that Chandler is retired. I feel like Chandler is consistently trying to get out, and he some way finds his way back into the fold of things that are happening. We also know that the Nathan James has been wrongly accused of attacking the Panamanian president and must stop an invasion by Latin America because a world war breaks out. So, yeah, that's what we know. What I'm looking forward to, I'm looking forward to wrapping up this series, to be honest. If you guys have listened for a while, then you know that I love The Last Ship. I think it is a really great show. I think the storylines kind of struggled a little bit for me the last couple of seasons, but as far as the quality of the show, like the action, the acting, all that has always been consistent. So I am looking forward to wrapping it up and seeing how they're going to end this series, because we have been on some crazy rides with this show. I am also looking forward to the mission scenes, of course. I feel like we get a lot of good fight choreo in there and a lot of great stunts and, of course, explosions and all that great fun stuff. The Last Ship is just a fun show, and The Last Ship has typically been a summer show, so it is going to be interesting. I don't think it's going to play as much into it being or it airing during the fall, but I think it's still an interesting thing to have The Last Ship, which to me, if I like think about it, just feels like a fun summer show kind of fall in with a lot of these fall shows. So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. What I don't want to see, I don't want to see another love interest for Chandler, because every season he has a new love interest and it's kind of like the same old story. So as far as for me, I don't think that I need to see that. I also don't want to see a lot of new characters that we have not met before this season with their own storylines. Because at this point, I don't care. I only care about the people who have been there from the beginning and seeing their storylines all the way through. So that's The Last Ship, again, premiering on Sunday, September 9th. Can't wait for that. Moving on to the next show. I told you guys, we're going to do this. We're going to do this as smoothly as possible. Moving on to the next show. We have a new show, You, which is premiering on Lifetime on Sunday as well, September 9th. And I am excited about this. You guys do not understand. If you have listened for a while, then you know that I read a lot of books. And I actually did read this book before I even knew that was going to be a TV show. It is a series of books. Well, there are only two books as of now. I can't remember. I need to look into it if there's supposed to be a third book. But as of now, released, there are two books. And the show is called You. Like I said, the first book is called You. The second book is called Hidden Bodies. And they're both by Carolyn Kepnes. Hopefully I said her last name right. But yeah, this book for me was a struggle for various reasons that I will not say because it will spoil the show, which from what we know is the first season is supposed to follow the first book. So I won't say a lot of the reasons why I struggled with this book in case you have not read it. But when I heard that it was going to be turned into a TV show, I was like, that's perfect. Because of how the book flows, I think it's hard to follow it. Not really follow it, but it's a hard book to get into because you're in this book, you're only in Joe's mind. And Joe is our main character. And he is going to be played by Penn Badgley, who I am also so excited about. You guys don't understand. Every time I see the trailers and the teasers for this show and I see Penn Badgley, I get so excited because I believe he is the perfect person to play this Joe character, because once you see Joe, especially if you read the book, but once you see Joe, you're just going to be like, this is perfect casting. So that's the main reason why I am excited about this show, is just that Penn Badgley is going to be Joe. And I think that that's just genius casting. And also what we know is that initially Penn Badgley didn't even want the role because of how the Joel character is. And so he had to be, he was talked into kind of looking at Joel from a different perspective and why this kind of a character needed to be in a show on TV. And so he eventually agreed to be a part of it. And I am so excited. I cannot wait. Oh, we also know that the show has already been renewed for season two before even premiering. And season two will take place in LA, which is based on book two, Hidden Bodies. And book two also takes place in LA. You guys, I cannot wait for this ride that we're going to go on, because if they stick, like, the way this movie is, it just makes sense as a TV show. And if they stick close to the source material, I cannot wait to discuss this. So this is also from beloved Greg Berlanti, who just gives us all of our favorite shows. So that's even more why I'm excited about this. But yeah, that is what we know. What I'm looking forward to is seeing how they translate this from book to screen, because if they do it right, this will be a good show, guys. Take my word for it. If they do it right, this will be a good show. Also, I've already said this, but the thing I'm most looking forward to is Penn Badgley as Joe, because it's just perfect casting. It's so perfect. I cannot wait. What I don't want to see, so some of the issues I have with the book is because we're in Joe's head, a lot of it is ridiculous. And I feel like with this type of story, we can tip overboard with it. And because it's coming from Greg Berlanti, I am putting trust in his hands that we're not going to do this, but it could happen. And I don't want us to tip too far to on the crazy side that it takes away from a lot of the things that this story stands for, if you will, because it addresses some real issues in our time and age, in the age that we're in, this digital age. And I want them to really get that across on the screen more so than a lot of the ridiculousness that Joe does in the book, if that makes sense. Yeah, also, if we are going to follow the book series, I just cannot see this going past 3 seasons, especially how the second book ends. I think 3 seasons is plenty enough for them to be able to wrap up the complete story. Also, because we do have a season two, there are things that happen in book one that are completely different from book two. So going into season two, I expect to see a good chunk of new characters, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Moving on, 911. We are on season two. It premieres on September 23rd, which is a Sunday night. It's a special premiere night. And then it will premiere in its normal time on September 24th, which is a Monday night. And what we know is that Connie Britton is not returning. So her character, we remember she went off. Her mother had passed away. She got on a plane. She went off to kind of find herself. So I'm not sure if that's just where they're going to leave her. But from what we know, they're not going to kill her off. She's just going to be out there in the world somewhere. So we'll see what happens with that. What we also know is that Jennifer Love Hewitt is now our new resident dispatcher. So that will be interesting. I have not seen Jennifer Love Hewitt on TV since The Client List. And I love The Client List. I mean, I probably was on one of the few people who actually loved The Client List. But yeah, so haven't seen her on TV since then. So it will be fun to see what she does with this role. What I'm looking forward to is seeing how Athena and Bobby's relationship plays out, because that was something that I was like, oh, I mean, I didn't think that they were going to go there, but then it makes sense that they kind of went there. So, and they have 2 very different personalities. So it will be interesting to see how that whole thing plays out. What I don't want to see, Bucky and this new dispatcher hooking up. I mean, let him do what he's going to do, because he's going to do it anyway. But I just don't want to see that. If they need to give him a love interest, find him someone else and find him someone along his age. Because, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm being ageist or ageism or whatever you want to say. But you guys know that whole relationship with him and Connie Britton's character was just, I just didn't like it. So yeah, let's just leave that as it is. What I also don't want to see is a lot of relationship drama, since we are going to have this thing with Athena and Bobby, which who knows like how that's going to play out. But I just don't want that to be a lot of what drives the storyline for this season, because at the end of the day, this is essentially like a family type of a drama where, but it's like a different type of a family. It's like work family, but still family type of a thing. So I still want that feel while we also watch them face these different emergencies. So yeah, that's 911. Manifest. New show. This will be on NBC. And actually, this show was not on my radar. You can thank Facebook for this even crossing my eyes, because I follow pretty much every single show I watch on TV. I follow on Facebook, and This Is Us had the first act of this show, because I guess they did like the first 10 minutes or whatever. They premiered it, and This Is Us shared it, and I was like, what is this? But then I saw Josh Dallas, which you guys know I'm a big Once Upon a Time fan, and I was like, Josh Dallas, I didn't even know he was doing anything. And so that is what made me watch it. And then by the end of it, I was like, okay, I'm going to put you on my list, but you get one episode. You only get one episode because this show can go many different ways. So what we know is that a passenger plane that has been missing for 5 years to the rest of the world, to the people on inside the plane, they thought that they were on a routine flight that only lasted a few hours. So of course, when they land and they get off, they're like, what are you guys talking about? We also know that this premieres September 24th, and also starring Josh Dallas, which I said, what I'm looking forward to. I mean, I don't know that much about the show. I try to pull up some information about it. But what I am looking forward to is, after watching the first act, it seems like this will be a pretty decent storyline. So I want to see how episode one ends and how they leave us for episode two, because like I said, that will determine if I continue to watch it. And we'll just go from there. What I don't want to see is, I don't want to see the storyline go off the rails, because this is on network TV. I'm pretty sure it has at least 18 episodes, I believe. Don't quote me. I have to double check that. But because it's on network TV, it most likely has a long season. And with longer seasons, that means we get those filler episodes that I always talk about. I know you guys get sick of me talking about filler episodes and how much they are a pain in my TV watching experience. But I don't want them to drag the story along for the purpose of creating more seasons. If they need to have a short season for us to have a good story and a good season, then make a short season. And we'll leave it at that. Moving on, The Good Doctor. We are on season two. The Good Doctor premieres September 24th. What we know, Freddie Highmore, who you guys know I ride for some Freddie Highmore, been riding since Bates Motel. So you guys know, but Freddie Highmore, he wrote the first episode, and he will also direct a future episode. So looking forward to that. We know that Sean will face the consequences of his mistakes from the previous season, when there was a mishap in operating room and he actually went and made a confession to Andrew. So we are going to see the aftermath of that. We also know that Glassman is battling cancer, And that means that Andrew is most likely going to step into some new type of a leadership role, apparently. Also, apparently, Jared is still at the hospital. Now, y'all know that I said after season one that I thought that Jared was going to leave. And then I started seeing articles saying that the actor was leaving the show or being reduced or something like that. But then I saw the trailer and I was like, wait a minute, that looks like Jared. And then I went and I looked on IMDb and I was like, wait a minute. So I don't know. It looks like he's still going to be around for the second season. So what I'm looking forward to is seeing how that whole thing plays out, because I was under impression that he was leaving and was going to take a new offer at a different hospital. So looking forward to how that plays out. Also looking forward to how Sean faces these new challenges, since it looks like there's going to be a little bit of shakeup with Glassman dealing with his whole health thing and Andrew and his new role, and also seeing how that affects his relationship with Melendez as well. So that's something I'm also looking forward to. What I don't want to see is a mean-hearted Morgan. You guys know Morgan was not my favorite addition to this show, and she's still going to be here for season two. So hopefully in the little break that we had, even though I'm pretty sure we're starting right where we left off, she's developed some type of a heart and we can just move forward with that. Also, Claire and Melendez, you could feel they were trying to do something in season one and they were trying to create some type of chemistry. So what I don't want to see is them dragging that out. Either they're going to go for it with it or they're not. Either way, make a decision. And that's all I've got for The Good Doctor. The Gifted, season two. Now, you guys, when I saw the trailer for The Gifted, I was like, okay, wait a minute. Like, are y'all trying to become my new favorite show on TV? What is happening? Like, the trailer got me all types of hype. So I am super excited about seeing what they're going to give us in season two, because if I got super hyped off the trailer, and you guys know how I feel about trailers and all that stuff, then you know that it is something. So The Gifted premiere is September 25th. What we know is that Polaris is going to have this baby and it could be deadly. I mean, from trailers, it looks like a lot of stuff is happening as she's in labor. So we'll see how that plays out. We also know that everyone is still divided into two groups mainly, but also it kind of looks like some people are on their own. Not really sure what's happening there. We also have a new villain who I am excited about. We have Reva Page, who will be played by Grace Byers from Empire. When I saw her in that trailer, I was like, wait a minute. So I am so excited because I feel like she is someone who can do a bad character good. And Reva Page has bad written all over her. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, it looks like what we know, or what we might know, is that it looks like Reed might still have some type of powers, because we know his father was experimenting on him, trying to get rid of his powers. So from the trailers, it looks like something happens with his hands, but we shall see. What I'm looking forward to, I've already said it, Reva Page. I am so excited to see what this character brings, because she looks like she's about to bring the house down. Literally. What I don't want to see is a whiny Andy. That's the only thing I put forward that I don't want to see, because Andy was getting on my nerves during season one. I mean, he got his new hair for season two. He's blonde and he's bad, and we'll see what happens with that. But I don't want to see a whiny Andy. And that is The Gifted. This Is Us season three. Oh my gosh, I have a lot of what we know. This Is Us season three premieres September 25th, NBC. What we know, we will be jumping around to some new decades that we have not seen on the show before. So I'm excited about that. We will see the first year post Jack's death. So we will see how the big three deals with Jack not being there. We'll also see the beginnings of Jack and Rebecca's romance. I mean, we saw a little bit of it, but it sounds like we're going to get like even further up in the beginning, like when they first met, that type of a thing. There will be more pre-Rebecca Jack as in before he met Rebecca. And we will also get to learn more about his little brother, Nikki. We'll also get to know more about Miguel, which will be interesting because Miguel has been one of those characters that people either hate or love, or I don't even think people love. It's like one of those characters where you're just like, why are you here? Go away. So the fact that we're going to get to know him a little bit more is definitely, I think, going to change people's perspective of him. So looking forward to that. There's also something shocking that Kevin uncovers while in Vietnam about Jack. So we'll get to learn what that is. And we also know that we're going to get Beth's backstory. There is an entire episode dedicated to Beth, which I am excited about because I like Beth. I really do. And I think we all need to learn more about her because she is underappreciated. So I like Beth. We know that Toby is depressed this season, so we'll see how he got to that. We also know that Kevin and Zoe end up being a thing. We know that Zoe is Beth's cousin, who's also like a sister. So we'll learn how that whole thing happened. We also know that there's some drama with Deja. We all saw she had her breakdown at the end of the season, last season. So we'll follow that. And also we know that the Randall and Tess flash forward that we saw from the last season will eventually make sense after whatever happens this season. So yeah, that's everything we know. We know a lot about This Is Us going into it. What I'm looking forward to, all of the above. I mean, can it get more simpler than that? No. And I know I just did more simpler, but whatever. But yeah, what I don't want to see, it's not about what I don't want to see, but it's more about I don't really want to cry, which I mean is wishful thinking with this show. Every time I'm like, I'm not going to cry, that I start like welling up. So it's more so that I just don't want to cry as much as I did previous seasons. Like, yeah, don't try to rip my heart out this season, guys. Also, it's such a realistic view into family relationships that from what we know and what we've seen, I'm preparing for laughter, heartache, and a myriad of other emotions. So I'm just going to be prepared. I'm going to guard my heart and go into this strong. But yeah, I mean, I don't think even in talking about this is us previously, I've never really had any major issues with it. So I'm just looking forward to everything that I said that we know and seeing how it all plays out this season. So yeah, let's move right along. Empire, we're on season 5. Empire premieres September 26th, which seems pretty early, but Empire is also one of those shows which Fox, I'm gonna need you to get together, where they're on for a couple of weeks and then they're gone for a few weeks and then they're on for a couple of weeks and then they're gone for a few weeks. So hopefully that's not where we're going to get this season, because I feel like when you do that, then it just throws the whole story off and it just feels like everything is all over the place. So what we know, the Lions are a united family front. We will pick up 2 years later after the aftermath of what happened last season. So Cookie and Lucius got married. We saw some gunshots go off with Hakeem and Tiana. So we'll see what happens with that. And then we also know that Jamal went off to find himself. So we're going to pick off 2 years after that and pretty much find out where everyone is and just go from there. We also know that Andre's in jail. So I'm trying to remember why Andre would be in jail, because I can't remember if he confessed to killing his uncle, or does it have something to do with him pushing? Well, did he push Anika though over the balcony? Because she was hallucinating, so I feel like she fell over the balcony. Either way, Andre's ass is in jail, so we'll see what goes on with that. Also, we know that the Lions are starting from the bottom again and are going to try to work their way back up because they no longer have their legacy, their company, Empire. So what I'm looking forward to is seeing how this whole drama with them not having Empire plays out and how they as a family just rebuild. I'm also looking forward to the 2-year jump. You guys know I love a good time jump because sometimes it is necessary, especially after you get past season 4. Like you just need that because it's almost kind of like a restart in a way. So I'm looking forward to this 2-year jump and hopefully it will greatly aid in the storylines for this season. What I don't want to see, another failed love interest for Jamal. Like, give it a rest. I also don't want to see Jamal on drugs. We didn't get that last season, which I was happy about, but hopefully no one was thinking about trying to bring that back because I don't want to see it. I don't want to see Cookie and Lucia split up. I mean, they got married again. Let that be it. This is supposed to be the season where it's about family. Let them be about family and not split up. I also don't want to see a bunch of Hakeem and Tiana drama because I just don't. So that's Empire. And that's all I've got. Moving on to How to Get Away with Murder, season 5, which premieres September 27th. What we know is that whoever Gabriel Maddox is, he is an important person because the actor was promoted to series regular. We also know that Bonnie's kid could be alive. We also know that this season, our flashbacks are going to be different and they're going to be more fun, whatever that means. So yeah, also we're going to get our Oliver and Connor wedding, so can't wait for that. Also, there was no trailer for this season yet, so I couldn't look at a trailer to try to pick out things to say what we know. So this is just pretty much basically everything that I could find while Google searching How to Get Away with Murder season 5. So yeah, what I'm looking forward to is I'm looking forward to how they do these flashbacks because the flashbacks are usually key in trying to figure out what is going on in the present, which is what really drew me to the show anyway, was like the whole mystery type of a thing. So I'm looking forward to that. What I don't want to see, Michaela and Marcus, I'm sorry, but I don't. I really don't. You guys know, last season I talked about my irritations, if you will, with how that all played out with on the scandal and How to Get Away crossover. So I know they keep saying that Michaela and Marcus are not a done thing. They had so much chemistry when they were filming, whatever. But I just don't know how I feel about it. But whatever. We'll see. We'll see. I also don't want to see a moody Connor and a moody Bonnie because I'm over both of their moody behinds. And I don't want to see a dramatic Laurel. I mean, I had about as enough of dramatic Laurel as I can take for one season. And I'm blaming majority of it on her being pregnant. So she's not pregnant this season, so she has no excuse. And we're just going to leave it at that. The Flash. We are finally at the CW shows, guys. We are getting through this. So, The Flash. The Flash premieres October 9th. What we know is we're pretty much going to be in Flashpoint 2.0 thanks to Nora, who we found out last season is Barry and Iris's daughter, which there was a lot going on with who she was last season. There were so many different things that people were throwing out there, but we officially know that she is the offspring of Barry and Iris. We also know that our new main villain is Cicada, and they did recently release a new trailer, The Shadow, which features him in that. We also know that this season's theme is family and legacy, so which I think The Flash has always been about family because that's what's driven Barry pretty much every season. But the legacy thing, pretty much what you leave behind, I think it's going to be very prevalent just because we have Barry and Iris's daughter here. And then we also had a recent new addition to the West family in general. So yeah, what I'm looking forward to is seeing this dynamic between Barry, Iris, and Nora. I think it's going to be interesting because essentially at this moment in time, they're like the same age, but they're not the same age because she's from the future and they're from her past. So I don't know. I think it's going to be an interesting dynamic to see how that all plays out. Also, Grant Gustin keeps gushing about this action sequence that he didn't think they would ever film that pretty much parallels something that was in the comics. And you guys know I'm not the comic book expert, so I have no idea what he could be talking about. But the way he's talking about it, it's got me excited. So I'm looking forward to this scene. Also, we know we are getting a new Harrison Wells, which we have no idea who he is going to be or what he's going to be like. This is apparently a version of Harrison Wells we have never seen. And you guys know, I feel like every season I'm like this was my favorite version of Harrison Wells. But Harry, I really did enjoy Harry. I thought he was really fit in with the team. So it'll be interesting to see what this Harrison Wells is like and how he fits into the team. So yeah. What I don't want to see. I don't want to see another Team Flash death. I'm sorry, but I don't. I mean, you guys keep trying to stab me in the heart. And I mean, I feel like after season 3, when everyone was complaining about how dark the Flash got, and then season 4, I did feel like we did lighten it up a little bit more. But then going into season 5, I'm like, okay, are we going back to dark? Are we going to light? Because I mean, the first trailer is the Shadow. So I don't know. All that to say, I don't want to see another Team Flash death. There are some things being thrown out there that maybe possibly Cisco dies. And you guys know, first of all, what is with everyone getting rid of like our happy characters on these shows where there is a team? Like, can we not do that? We need that happiness. We need those jokes. It brings life into the show. Stop getting rid of those people. So yeah, don't want to see that. Also, don't want to see a lot of darkness, and I don't want to see a lot of sadness, like at all. I just don't. Leave it at that. So that's The Flash. Black Lightning season 2, what we know. All of our villains, for the most part, are back. Tobias, Cyanide, Khalil, or Painkiller, they're all returning. The first 4 episodes are titled The Book of Consequences, and they then have a subtitle. So there are some consequences at play, and I'm pretty sure a lot of that has to do with, or some of that is going to have to do with, the Green Lightning that was being distributed out into the streets. Also, Jefferson is props, not the principal anymore. So we're going to see how that plays out. And then we also know that Jennifer is going to therapy, which I think is very much needed. Black Lightning premieres October 9th. What I'm looking forward to. I'm actually looking forward to Jen dealing with her issues with her having powers, because I just want her to embrace it and join her father and her sister. And then they just be a team of kick-ass people who just kick the streets down. Like, that's all I want to see. And that's also what I'm looking forward to, is the family working as a team together, because now they all know what everyone's powers are or what they add to the team. So I just want to see them all work together. What I don't want to see, I don't want to see a lot of Khalil. I'm sorry, but I don't. I was just like, his motivation and his drive, I mean, I get it somewhat kind of, but I think, yeah, no. So I don't want to see a lot of Khalil on that whole power trip of him that he was on in season 1. I just don't want to see a lot of it. I also don't want to see a whiny Jen. I just want her to go to therapy, deal with her problems, and embrace her powers. And that's it. Riverdale. We're on season 3. Riverdale premieres October 10th. What we know. Okay. So this is going to be a spoiler. If you don't want to hear this Riverdale spoiler, then mute this episode for like 30 seconds when I say 3, and then unmute it after 30 seconds. So in a count of 3, mute if you don't want to hear this spoiler. 1, 2, 3. So the spoiler is that Chick is apparently not dead, and he is going to be back in Riverdale. So looking forward to how that all plays out, but we're going to wrap up that spoiler for those people who are now unmuting. Welcome back. What we also know is that there is a dangerous game at play per the promo pic that we got that was released this week. We also know that Archie is going on trial, but according to those behind the show, the trial will not last long. Thank you. You guys know how I feel about trials and shows and all that stuff. We also know that Veronica will own a speakeasy, so we're going to add a new vibe to Riverdale, if you will. We also know there will be a cult storyline, drumming my fingertips together. Also, Charles Melton, who plays Reggie, and Vanessa Morgan, who plays Tony, have been up to series regulars, so that means we're going to get more Reggie and Tony storylines, which... it's not a bad thing. What I'm looking forward to, I'm looking forward to seeing other character storylines. I think that, I mean, we have our main four, which is Jughead, Betty, Archie, Veronica, but I want to see more story from Tony, Reggie, and Josie, just because they're there and they're in a lot of the promos, especially this season. And I just want to see more stuff from them. I'm also looking forward to the cult storyline. I'm sorry, but I love a good cult storyline. I cannot wait to see how this all plays out, and I'm just super excited to see it. I also mentioned my spoiler looking forward to, so I'm not going to revisit that. And I'm also looking forward to, which got me super excited, Betty and Jug solving crimes together again, because you guys know I complained about Jughead and Betty, or Bughead, how their relationship was done last season. I complained about that, and I complained about them not really being in a lot of scenes together, especially towards the end of the season. So now that I know that they're going to be solving crimes again together, I'm looking forward to that. What I don't want to see, I don't want to see a bunch of Bughead drama. You guys know how I felt last season. I don't want to see it. I also don't want to see Archie making a bunch of dumb decisions. I mean, I don't think that we're ever going to get a season where Archie doesn't make a dumb decision, but last season was full of dumb Archie decisions. And yeah, especially him with Hiram, I'm just like, Archie, get smart. Everyone get smart. Use your friends. You're all there together. Use each other. Solve this stuff together. So yeah, that's Riverdale. Moving right along, All American. This one's going to be short. Freshman show, also on the CW. The rest of the shows that I'm going to talk about are on the CW. But All American, it's a football show. This is the freshman season. It premieres October 10th. It is inspired by former NFL linebacker Spencer Paysinger. And it follows Spencer James, who transfers to a high school in Beverly Hills because he was recruited by a coach from the high school that he went to in South Central. And we also know that every week we are going to see stories in both South Central and Beverly Hills. What I'm looking forward to, just seeing how this all unfolds. I haven't really watched a football series in a long time. I could not even sit here and tell you what the last one I watched. I know everyone's screaming at me like, Friday Night Lights, but I don't swear me, but I actually really didn't watch Friday Night Lights. I watched the movie, but I didn't watch the show. But I've always been like, oh, I should just sit and just binge it for so many seasons. But yeah, I will eventually. But yeah, I really can't think of the last show that focused on high school football that I watched. I would have to go and think about that. So I'm excited to see how this all unfolds. What I don't want to see, as per usual, unnecessary drama, specifically unnecessary relationship drama, which seems to be a driving storyline in a lot of these teen shows. We don't need it. So yeah, that's All American. Supergirl, we are on season 4. It premieres October 14th. What we know, we're gonna have a possible Green Lantern villain, Parallax. Again, I am not the comic book expert. Don't come for me. But yeah, we also know that we are going to deal with some anti-alien issues in the beginning of the season. We know that Superman is going to return for our annual Arrowverse crossover, which you guys know I get super excited about every year. We also know that the major antagonist is Agent Liberty, who supports Human First World Order. We also know that we're going to get more Kara as a reporter, which I know was a complaint of a lot of people last season, because Kara as a reporter was kind of put on the back burner, but we're going to get more of her as that. We also are going to debut TV's first trans superhero, Dreamer, so who will be played by Nicole Maines. And also, we know that there's no more Win. Oh my gosh, heartbreak. You guys know how I feel about that if you listen to my finale episode. But yeah, Win is gone. At least he's no longer, Jeremy Jordan is no longer a regular cast member. He is a reoccurring cast member, but not sure how many episodes we're actually going to see him in. But yeah, Win is gone. Tears all over. What I'm looking forward to, how they interweave Brainy into this group, because this is season 5. For the most part, Team Supergirl, if you will, has been pretty constant, and they haven't really had a lot of major changes. And this season, they have some changes. Win is gone. John is off doing his thing. He's retired. And then we have Alex, who is stepping into the lead of, or stepping into leading the DEO. So, I mean, it's a lot of different things happening this season. So, then we have this new character, Brainy. So it'll be interesting to see how we do that. I'm also looking forward to our strong and confident Kara Danvers, aka Supergirl, being back and not pining after a guy, because that was getting old too. So those are the main things I'm looking forward to. What I don't want to see is barely any James. I mean, Makai Brooks is a regular on this series, and I feel like he got a little bit more towards the end of last season, but for the most part we rarely saw him, so I'm gonna need them to step that up. Not sure what's going on with that. I also don't want to see a lot of James and Lena drama, because it sounds like they might have some stuff going on with their relationship, and I don't need a whole drag out storyline about that. I also don't want to see Brainy be like a replica of Win. I want Brainy to be his own thing and be and add his own type of a thing to the team. So yeah, that is what I'm looking, what I don't want to see for Supergirl. Let's move on to Legends of Tomorrow. Legends of Tomorrow season 4 premieres October 22nd. What we know, it's going to be magical and it's going to be mystical. And yeah, because guess what? We have Constantine, which I talked about this in my finale episode. If you want me to elaborate, then go check out that episode. We also know that reality itself has started to fall apart. So these magical fugitives, if you will, this is what they're calling them, have been released. So that is what the Legends will be dealing with this season, along with Constantine. We also know, which sad face, lots of tears, and I don't even know what other emoji I can reference, but we also know that the Legends won't be included in this year's Arrowverse crossover, which is like heartbreaking. But when you actually think about it, I mean, it makes sense. They are so far removed from everything that's happening in these shows, in our other three shows, because I feel like they're more rooted in reality. Here I go. We're rooted in reality, if you will. But the Legends are off just doing crazy things, and it's hard for them to, I think it's hard on multiple fronts. It's hard like to write in, it's hard for the viewer as well, especially if you watch Legends, to break from what's happening, all this craziness that's happening in Legends, for them to come back to the real world, join everyone else from their other shows, and then the next episode they're back in all this craziness. So I mean, it makes sense, but it's still like, I mean, they're going to be missed for sure. What I'm looking forward to is just seeing how the team moves forward, because we've lost a couple of major characters these this past season. So just, and but while we lost characters, we've also added characters. So I'm just looking forward to seeing how the team deals with that in the whole team dynamic in that, if you will. What I don't want to see is a lot of demonic stuff. You guys know I do not watch anything horror or anything scary because that is just, since I was a child, I have a scar story about it, and I'm not going to go into it in case my Midwestern accent took over. I have a scar, S-C-A-R, story about horror movies from my childhood, which is why I do not watch them at all. Just, I don't watch them at all, which is why you guys never hear me review them. Not going to get into this, but I just don't want to see a lot of demonic stuff this season. So that is Legends of Tomorrow. Moving on to the final show, you guys. We're here. We're at the final show, and it's one that I have been riding with since season one. Actually, it is the show with the most seasons from this entire list. And if you guys know, we're talking about CW shows. It's the only show I haven't talked about. It's Arrow. We are on season 7. Arrow premieres October 15th. What we know. So we know that the Arrowverse crossover will introduce Batwoman. And there was a lot of drama with the whole Batwoman thing, casting, which I'm not going to get into because Batwoman herself, the character, is progressive. And then, honestly, I didn't really read a lot of what the backlash was about Ruby Rose being cast as Batwoman. I honestly didn't really... I don't want to get into my opinion of it. I've seen her in a couple of things, and I've always been like, I mean, it wasn't things to write home about, but I'm not going to judge her on that because I haven't been able to see her in this role. And it could be completely different. I could be like, yeah, girl, you killed that role. Like, you just don't know. So, yeah, we're just going to leave it at that. But yeah. The Arrowverse will introduce Batwoman, who will be played by Ruby Rose, and looking forward to that and how that, because you guys know I'm always looking forward to the Arrowverse crossover, but yeah, that's a whole nother thing. Well, we also know Oliver is in jail, and it looks like he's going to be in jail for a hot minute. And while in jail, he's going to see a lot of familiar villain faces. So yeah, there's that. We also know that Oliver does something reprehensible. These are words from Stephen Amell, who plays Oliver. And to the point where a lot of stuff that happens while Oliver is in jail, like some of it was so bad that it almost got censored, which to me is like, okay, what are these scenes? I need to see them today. We also know that the team is still in disarray. Everyone is pretty much doing their own thing. There is no team, really. And the main villain is a group who go by the name of the Longbow Hunters. And the best news about what we know is that Roy is back! Woo! You guys know that Roy is, like, outside of Oliver, Roy is my favorite, even outside of Diggle, because I mean, it's hard, but Roy is, you guys know, I rode for Roy so hard season one because I felt like he was a little bit misinterpreted, and then Roy came into his own thing, and then Colton Haynes decided to leave the show, and I was like, oh no, not Roy, because I mean, then we don't see Roy, but every season we kind of got like a little glimpse of Roy because he would come back for like an episode or two, and then he would leave again, but Roy is officially back. Colton Haynes is officially back. And I am so excited. I cannot wait. What we also know is that there will be a 5-month time jump. And you guys know I love me a time jump. So that's what we know. What I'm looking forward to, I literally typed out Roy with a bunch of exclamation points. Because that is what I am most looking forward to. I told you guys in my finale episode recap that, or discussion, that I could not wait for this season because I just wanted to see Roy. What I'm also looking forward to is this jail storyline, because it sounds like it's going to be pretty insane and intense. And I just want to see these scenes because y'all know, out of all of the Arrowverse shows, to me, Arrow has the best fight choreo, and I cannot wait. What I don't want to see is a lot of Team Arrow drama between the OGs and the noobs. I just don't want to see it. I think they played it to its death in season 6, and I just don't want to see any of that in season 7. I also don't want to see a lot of Diaz. Just putting it out there, I told you guys in my finale episode that he wasn't really one of my favorite villains in Arrow, and that still remains today. And it sounds like he's going to be a part of whatever's going on with the Longbow Hunters. So I just don't need a lot of him. And I'm just going to leave it at that. But yeah, that is every single show, you guys. I mean, we got through that in under an hour. I'm amazed. What show that I discussed are you most looking forward to? Let me know. Any and everywhere on social media. I'm at InHerGlam, InHerGlam. And yeah, I cannot wait for this fall season. I am super excited. I know I say this every fall season. I'm super excited. Then by the time we get to spring, I'm like, oh my gosh, this was the longest season of TV ever. But it's just something about the beginning of fall and the premiere of all this new television that just makes me so excited. And it's done this since I couldn't remember, because I've been watching TV since I can remember. So yeah, I cannot wait. I'm so excited, and I want to know what you guys think. So I will talk to you guys in the next episode, and that's all I got.